Xcel Energy is a technology company, and we do things that probably people don't even know about. And for example, we've just recently adopted a new technology called IntelliTeam switches, and we currently have 10 of these switches operating around Sioux Falls. It's a new technology that kind of allows us to chain together adjacent mainline feeder lines so that if a part of one feeder goes down, the IntelliTeam switch can automatically open a switch on the down feeder and close its paired switch to close in on an adjacent energized feeder. So all this happens automatically within a minute or less, and so we don't have to send a lineman out to physically inspect or take a boom truck out, you know, which can take an hour or more. So within a minute or more, these switches can react and restore power.
Customers average less than one outage per year, and if they do experience outages, on average, lasting less than an hour and a half. Now, does that mean that this switch will shorten even that time?
Well, yes, wherever those switches exist, and they don't exist very many places yet, but over years, a period of years, we'll be able to roll these out across Sioux Falls. But yes, they help with our outage times because they help to get that outage back in service very quickly.
You have a 115,000-volt transmission grid ringing the city.
Yep.
And inside of this outer ring is an inner ring.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about these rings around Sioux Falls.
Well, these are two different power lines, I suppose, that have been built up over the last 100 years. And we started in the interior part of the city. There's a 69,000-volt line that runs along 33rd Street over to Kiwanis and then north up to Madison and north and east up along North 4th and east on Benson Road out to our substation east of Sioux Falls. That's all a 69 kV system. But then further out, what used to be in the countryside, now the city of Sioux Falls is growing into it, but there's another set of power lines, 115,000-volt power lines. But what we're focused on now is this inner loop of 69,000-volt power lines, and so we are upgrading the 69,000 power line that runs from our West Sioux Falls substation at 9th and Kiwanis, north along Kiwanis, east along Madison, up Kitty Corner across Veterans Park, up to North 4th Avenue, up along Benson Road, and out to the substation. So that's the main work that's going to be done. We're going to raise the voltage from 69,000 volts to 115,000 volts. And people really won't notice anything other than, you know, the construction activity. We'll use the same right-of-way. The poles will be a little different, actually better. They'll be steel poles rather than wooden poles.
Obviously, you're responding to the growth of Sioux Falls. Let's talk a little bit about that and our need for more power in the city.
Well, absolutely. As you know, as we all know, Sioux Falls is just growing gangbusters. We had a record year of capital investment last year, and so, you know, we're trying to keep ahead of it. Planning for power systems, though, is a long-term process. So, you know, we've been planning for these infrastructure improvements for probably 10 years. And so we have other plans that we're looking out for next year and even 5 or 6, 7 years from now. We know we're going to need new power lines then. But this is all probably a result of planning we did 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you one more time, Jim. When do you plan to approach the PUC for a rate increase?
Well, those happen relatively frequently, almost every other year. You know, we have other needs. We've just recently completed the upgrade of our nuclear power plants. We've added $1 billion in capital investment to the nuclear power plants. And so those are the kinds of capital investments that typically trigger the need for a rate increase request.